T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh my goodness. The basketball team has entered.
Hi, guys. Do you have them all fired up? Jacko, you with Ryan right there? Yeah. And you can, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to lift it. Yeah, that's good. Okay, gentlemen, these are your microphones. You're going to put them up to your mouth. You can move them around.
So,
how you doing?
How are you, man? Fellas.
There's Michael.
Honor.
There's
Hello.
Jack. That's Ryan. There's Chris. Hey,
the
Bob.
The room is full of manliness. Right, boys?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're a little quiet right now.
Oh, we'll open them up. Like sardine cans.
Well, the reason why Mr. Griffin wanted to have you guys on is because we talk about you an awful lot. You've never heard of me talk about you, have you?
No, but I've heard that you've talked about
me. Why are we late, fellas? That's what I need to know. Who's late? Oh, it's your fault. Is this Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it going in. What happened, Jack? Explain yourself. Either you're going to have to explain yourself now or explain yourself later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I really had no idea like what the plan was. whether that's my fault or someone else's in the family, I'm not sure. But I was stuck at Five Guys in Oakland.
Oh, you were stuck at Five Guys. What were you having? I love that place.
Just a bacon cheeseburger. I didn't want any toppings on it. but I got a small Cajun fry.
I always need
a small Cajun fry.
Did you realize the time that you were supposed to be here at 4?
Well, I was actually done with school at 12:30.
Oh, wow.
So,
you've been
trolling around Oakland
Yeah, super.
So
I was actually enjoying a sandwich when I got a call from Michael at like 2:40, 2:50.
Thanks, Michael.
And it was a "where are you" kind of call, and I was like, "Oh,
Michael, you're shaking your head. What happened?"
He's never in the loop.
Oh, he's loopless.
He never knows.
He's
loopless.
Never in the loop.
And then instead of admitting that, well, Loopy. He actually admitted it here because you called it out. But he always just shrugs it off.
Mm-hmm.
We would have been here on time.
So, Mom, I want to get Mom into this. So, everybody, introduce themselves on the microphones.
I'm Michael.
Describe your age and.
I'm 19. I go to Clemson.
Oh, we know that.
You coined
the phrase Big Wendy.
Yeah, Big Wendy. That's her.
I've never heard this. Why is that?
Where does this emanate from, fellas? Do all the boys?
I kind of just heard it from my friends.
Oh, the Big friends. Wendy. So it's out on the streets.
Oh, so it spreads.
Yeah, like Big Bad Wendy is kind of a thing.
There's like a cult following for our mom amongst our friends.
Wow.
Which is interesting.
So she's legendary.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Quite legendary.
Wow. Who knew?
All right, so this is beautiful. We've got Michael, Jack, age?
I'm 17.
Central Catholic boy. I can tell.
He's got the tie on.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah, I'm in uniform, as usual.
Ryan, you can pull it closer
Ryan,
to your face.
Ryan, go ahead, buddy.
I'm Ryan. I'm 13. Yeah, I'm 13, and I go to Carlo.
And what's the deal? I hear the buzz on the streets is that you're mom's favorite. Is this the truth, fellas?
Absolutely.
Does she baby him? Okay.
Absolutely.
Is that true, boy?
Favorite.
You can tell? Yeah, I tell my wife.
Yeah.
My son owns my wife. All right, the twins. Keep going.
I am Chris, and I'm 10 years old. I go to St. Bede.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bob, and I'm 10, and I also go to St. Bede.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and who cooks every night?
Me.
You
Me.
Do.
Mom.
Oh,
no, Mom cooks it, but
I cook at least half the time.
Yeah, Ryan sets it up.
At least half the time.
Seriously?
Big Wendy.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Every night. As you well know,
Ryan sets it up.
Stinkies a lot. I'm sure we know.
Brock's giving us it's got time to hit a break. All right, guys.
No, we have a minute. We're going to 14.
Oh, we got a minute. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So if there's a fight in the house, because they're boys and you beat the daylights out of each other, who wins the fight?
Me. I'm alpha male.
Are you, Jack, do you always win?
Well, he's been gone the entire time, so I'm kind of... Like there's a significant gap between I guess me and Ryan and the younger three, but when Michael's not here, I'm definite alpha.
Does Michael wipe you up though? Because he's big.
No, he doesn't. Because
he doesn't
fight.
Michael's like, we don't fight because I think he knows he's gonna lose.
There's a difference between the two of us.
Like you're wearing my pants. Like we could fight about that.
You wore my shirt the other day.
Well, when you leave things here, I claim them.
Who allows the dog to poop in front of the fireplace?
Me.
You do. Yeah?
You're proud of that, Bob?
You called it out, man.
No,
All right. Well, now it's time for
well,
the break.
It's a pleasure to have you here, fellas. Hang around.
Hang tight. You're here for a while.
Honey, I'm here.
Honey, Wendy's got five. All of her boys are here in the studio. Say hi, Christine.
Oh, that's awesome. Hi, Christine.
Say you're smoking hot on TV, Christine.
Stop it. Your boys don't see.
Thanks, man.
All right, I could get you in.
She is hot.
Christine. Well, I'll be listening. Don't worry. Hey, we got a lot coming up at 5 here on KDKA TV. Of course, we're wondering what's going to happen with this weather. There's a chance of severe storms, even a possibility for a tornado. So we're going to be following that. And then speaking of severe weather, we've got a 2019 hurricane forecast. If you're planning to travel this summer, we're going to tell you what experts are saying about the hurricane season. And speaking of traveling, of course, it's Memorial Day. A lot of people are going to be moving. We're going to tell you what it all means if you're hitting the road. And then, hey, boys, do you know what 143 day stands for? 143?
Anybody?
What does 143 day mean? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jack.
I believe it was instituted by Mr. Rogers.
Oh, it's Be Kind Day.
Actually, it's the letters for 143, I love you, in that order.
Thanks, Jack.
Wow, and Jack's stepping up.
There you go.
You're passing
alpha male material.
I'm impressed, yes. I love you, the number of letters in each of those words.
Yes.
So today is a day to do an extra act of kindness. So boys, I hope you will do that extra act of kindness for your mom, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
We were lucky to get an act of kindness from our news director, Kathy, who brought in cookies and cupcakes. I had a delicious Prantl's peanut butter cookie.
Wow.
So have a great 143 day, guys. We'll
Thanks,
see you
Christine.
Bye. All right,
sweetheart. Bye.
All right, we got the whole clan here. We got Michael, Jack, Ryan, Chris, and Bobby. Their ages, Wendy.
All right, 19, 17, 13, twin 10s, almost 11. Yes.
Fellas, sometimes you don't listen to your mom, and she's trying to run a house while she's here at work, and your mom works incredibly hard. Why do you guys blow her off sometimes and aggravate her? Who wants to answer first? Go ahead.
Bobby.
Said
forward.
I really don't know why.
That's super. Thanks.
Did you just do it? Do you know she's getting mad?
Oh, yeah.
When you know there are chores around the house, right?
Nope.
You don't? Who does the most chores?
Ryan. Me, by a long shot. I mean, considering they're already done when she gets home, she's
Ryan,
nothing to complain about.
Okay, Michael's the one last week who was supposed to cut the hedges and did the big blow off. We caught him on camera. Mm-hmm. Walking
what
away.
What was I supposed to do?
Hedges.
You were caught
on camera,
Michael.
When was I supposed to cut the hedges, Wendy?
Mm-hmm. Wendy.
Big wow.
Wendy. Yeah,
Riddle me this. I don't remember
Wendy.
That.
So there's an age, and this is, I noticed this, and Wendy and we have discussed this. There's an age where somehow they feel like they have the right to call you Wendy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's what do you think it is?
I don't know.
They're fighting back?
I don't know. It doesn't bother me because I find that if you let it bother you, then they like to do it more.
Yes.
You see, I don't like calling adults by their first name.
Well,
I don't like it.
Melissa. She has five sons, so all she hears is mom, 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 mom.
Yep.
So she doesn't respond to mom. It's not me trying to be funny calling her Wendy. It's just like...
Imitate your dad. Imitate your dad, Jack, when he's trying to get my attention. Wendy!
Wendiff.
He screams Wendiff.
And then he does a sigh.
Do you guys ever lie in bed and think at all, because I didn't at this age, but you ever think at all about how much your mom has on her plate in a day? How much she does in a day?
Yeah.
Do you?
My dad does. I do not. Never, this is an honest answer. I've never thought of that.
I would have.
Go ahead.
I would agree. Yeah, I don't think. Like, I know she has a lot on her plate. But it's like she's had a lot on her plate for so long that it's not like I think about it anymore at this point. Like, she's always been doing so much.
Do you think that benefits you? Do you think you could end up learning from that?
Yeah.
In other words, is she a great example to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always. Do you want me to agree with you?
Like, no, man. You tell
fishing?
The truth, brother.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. Well, regardless of like if you were fishing or not, I would definitely say yeah. But definitely a great role model.
I never really noticed it because when she was on TV, I was too young to notice it, and then once she was back, she pretty much did everything. So it's when she started coming here that I started noticing it, because I was older and I understood it. So.
Don't you just... Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, moms are amazing, what they end up doing.
Yeah, moms are amazing.
Right? Right, Chris?
And grandmas. Chris.
What?
No, definitely grandmas.
I love grandmas.
Grandma's
I love
cool.
grandma. Ryan,
grandma's
you like grandma
cool.
more than your mom.
Amazing.
No, they're equal.
Well, grandma and mom on the same level.
Grandma, you're my number one grandma. Mom, you're my number one mom.
Who's trying to get something here? Someone's trying to get a gift or something. Mm-hmm. Is grandma listening?
Grandma, I'm trying to get that new used car.
nonstop. I think the thing that's the most complicated about a bigger family, and there are families that are certainly bigger than mine, so this but having boys, it's the quantity of food. It's the quantity of food and the phases, the grazing at midnight. So you have to have like stages of feastdom.
Jack, you put it away?
Yeah.
Give us your big meal. Can you eat a large pizza?
Depending on where it's from, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a picky pizza guy. Aiello's Pizza, the best pizza.
Yeah, very good stuff. And who has a teacher listening?
Oh, me.
You want to say hi?
I don't know if she is, but hi, Miss Lazar. Yeah.
Who's the best student?
Me. No, me.
Really?
Ryan, you have all.
Or Jack.
Jack, you a good student?
Jack or me.
Yeah. I hope so.
It's Jack.
Who's the smartest?
Jack or me?
Jack.
Wow.
Chris.
A lot of unanimous Jacks.
Thank you.
Hint. No. Wink. Everything.
Michael, what's it like? You're in a house with so many brothers, and obviously there's some noise to that, and then you go away to college. Did you have to adapt?
Yeah, no, sort of. I had to adapt when I came back. Because my room for like the first week when I got back was a mess because Wendy wasn't around at Clemson to pick up after me and yell at me.
Super.
Yeah, but then you got a puffy mattress.
What? Okay.
So what you're saying is mom does a hell of a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
She does a lot. She keeps us in line. And so I had to adapt back when I came home, but not necessarily when I left.
I think the moment we appreciated Michael the most and he appreciated us most was Thanksgiving. And it's that first time you come home from college. And they were all so excited for him to come home. It was great. And then they hated each other 10 minutes later. It was perfect.
And he spreaded the sickness.
He spreaded?
Spreaded.
Super. Wow. Did you hear that, bro?
I know the plural.
Who's not the smartest? Oh, yeah. We're not letting go of that.
He spread.
Who corrects other people's grammar now?
Me.
Well,
everybody.
Yeah, because of her.
That's a horrible habit, son.
Did she do it to you?
My gosh, yes.
I hear certain teachers do it, and I know I'm not allowed to.
How about she corrects my posture? She told me she corrects yours, too.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Right?
I'll be standing just in the middle of nowhere, and she'll go from, like, slouched shoulders to just standing up straight and just look at me.
This is what mothers do.
It's awful.
That's why we love her, though, right?
Yeah. Always looking out for us.
It's because I love you.
You know what? When you grow up, you'll look back on this and say, my mom was right. I always say this to Wendy, and it's the facts. When you go through a period in your life where you just, everything she does aggravates the crap out of you. And then you go through this phase in your life where she's the greatest thing that ever lived, and you'll get back to that point. Every breath she takes will be magnificent. Boy, you guys are fantastic.
Hang out.
Come on, man.
We have one more second with you, okay? All right?
Want to hear Ryan sing, Wendy.
Mom, I know. We'll see. Uh-oh. The plot thickens.
All right, Dad's on the line. Let's get right to him.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm trying to finish up the day so I can make it to their soccer game.
I know. We got all the boys here. Are you listening in?
I heard briefly.
Hi, Dad.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Joe.
They're calling you by your first name, Joe. They're at this point now.
Yes. Little Joe.
No, that's a no-no to me. Wendy doesn't mind. I don't like it.
What do you mean?
There's a certain tone of voice that they use when they say it that means they're being goofs when they're doing it.
Yes.
So I don't approve of it.
What's the most difficult aspect of having five boys at once, all in the house?
To be honest,
yeah.
Wendy and I are OCD clean freaks, and not one of the five is.
Yeah, there's some issues there.
None of them picked it up.
No, I mean, the older boys' room, the door just stays closed because neither one of us can deal with it. I get hives in there.
You're afraid to go in there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
What's the most amazing thing about having five boys in the house at once?
I guess as a father, being there at some point in my own past, you get to see little snippets of all of them. I remember, Michael probably remembers, his first little league home run he hit. At the same field I hit my little league home run at for the first time.
Oh, man.
Remember that sort of stuff. You see them learning how to swim. Each one of them's different, but in many ways they have similar experiences to what you and I would have had growing up. So I think that's what is most amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what. They're good boys. I love having them in here, and they're hilarious on top of everything else.
Now, let me ask you a question, and I think I already know the answer. Are they letting Christopher get a word in edgewise? Because usually he gets talked over and they don't let him talk.
Christopher hasn't said much.
Do you want to say something, Christopher?
let Christopher get the last segment if he can.
Nice,
he can hear
nice.
What do you want to say, Chris? Oh, he's got nothing. How about I love you, Dad?
Perhaps a poem. No.
Perhaps a poem.
How about I love you, Dad?
My name's Chris.
And I like chicken.
And I love chicken.
Do you love chicken wings?
Yes.
At Stinky's?
Yes.
What's your favorite spice on them?
Seasoned salt.
Oh, delicious. Do you let the dog crap in front of the fireplace?
Oh, yeah.
Jack, thank you, Doctor.
No problem. Thanks, guys. I'll see you tonight, boys.
Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Thanks. Bye, Dad. Bye, Mr. Joe.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe, Jack,
bye,
Dr. Michael, Joe. Ryan, Chris, and Bobby. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for coming in, boys. I love you.
Dad did
love
a great too, job, Mom. Too. Love you, fellas. You did a hell of a job. Talk to you again. You're coming back, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. Yes. Thanks, all of you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.